Hey everyone. Welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Our presence and perspective. Your girl Madison Lane here, and let's get real. Have you ever felt like your personal space was constantly under attack? Like people were just waltzing into your life, taking up time, energy, and emotional bandwidth without asking permission. Setting boundaries can feel super intimidating, right? It's like navigating a minefield of awkward conversations and potential hurt feelings. But trust me, it's not as scary as you think. In fact, it's essential for our well-being, happiness, and even our productivity. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the art of setting healthy boundaries, a superpower you absolutely need in this crazy world. Think about it. Boundaries are like invisible walls that protect your emotional, mental, and physical space. They define what's okay and what's not okay with others, and they help us manage our energy and time effectively. Without them, we become open to burnout, resentment, and feeling constantly drained. Ever felt like you were saying yes to everything just to please everyone? You know that feeling when your to-do list is a mile long and you're running on fumes? Boundaries are the secret sauce to preventing that from happening. So, how do we actually set these boundaries? Well, let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Know thyself. The first step is understanding what you need and value. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable? What are your non-negotiables? Take some time for self-reflection. Journaling can be super helpful here. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your boundaries, it's crucial to communicate them clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to say no when something doesn't align with your values or needs. Remember, saying yes out of obligation often leads to resentment. Practice using phrases like, "I appreciate the offer, but I need to prioritize," or "I'm not able to commit to that right now, but maybe." Start small. Don't feel pressure to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with small boundaries in areas where you feel most comfortable. Maybe it's declining a social invite when you need some quiet time, or saying no to taking on extra work projects. 4. Be consistent. Boundaries are not a one-time thing. They require ongoing maintenance. Be consistent in enforcing them, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Remember, consistency builds trust and respect. 5. Expect pushback. Not everyone will respond positively to your boundaries. Some people may try to guilt you, pressure you, or even get angry. Stand firm. Remember, healthy boundaries are a sign of self-respect, not selfishness. Picture this. You're at a party with friends, feeling a little overwhelmed by the noise and chatter. Someone asks you to join in on a conversation about something you have zero interest in. Maybe it's a topic you find boring or even triggering. Now, before you automatically launch into a half-hearted response just to be polite, think about your boundaries. Would joining this conversation drain your energy? Would it make you feel uncomfortable? Use that inner voice. You can politely excuse yourself by saying something like, "Hey guys, I'm going to grab another drink, catch up with you later." "Well, that sounds interesting, but I'm feeling a little drained right now. Maybe we can chat about something else later." See? You didn't have to invent excuses, you just honored your need for space and energy. That's the power of healthy boundaries. So, let's recap. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for our well-being. It takes practice, but remember these key takeaways. Know yourself, communicate clearly, start small, be consistent, and expect some pushback. Ready to take action? Think about one area in your life where you could use firmer boundaries. Maybe it's with a friend who constantly cancels plans last minute, or a coworker who always dumps tasks on you. Today, write down a clear boundary statement for that situation. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Join the conversation on social media and share your experiences. Let's build a community of support and empowerment. Until next time, keep it stoic and stay grounded.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.